July's normally no leads are coming in, things are pretty quiet, you can catch up on your paperwork and your warranties, but not at the moment. We're still getting many leads coming through each of our branches, so it's still full noise. Probably some of our seasons are a bit later. People wanting to feed out cattle, there's more beef cattle out there. Dairy's doing very well, so you know, your bale feeders, you know, your hay silage bale feeders, things like that. But even still in tractors in general. And then people are starting to plan ahead for the coming grass season, you know, your hay season. So yeah, no, it's full steam ahead at the minute.
And it's not just in Tasmania. There's been a huge increase in sales in the past year across Australia. What does that mean for supply?
You can look at your areas in New South Wales and your Gippsland areas and down the Warrnambool areas, they've had huge years. So where they wouldn't have had a bigger year, we could grab and tap some of the supplies out of the factories. But at the moment, they're grabbing as much out of the factories as we are, so supply is very, very hard at the minute.
So how does this all play out on the shop floor? How do you manage those increasing requests for machinery?
Hard work at the moment. Normally, there would be tractors coming out of factories that you can, that they'll just put through the factory and then you can grab them as they're coming through. But unfortunately, at the moment, everyone else is grabbing those. We're at the moment planning ahead more than normal where we would normally grab tractors coming out of the factory. We're now putting tractor orders in. So we become a bit like an importer in a fashion. Big risk, but then it's a bigger risk not to do something like that.
So you're making larger orders, planning further in ahead, just trying to get yourself ready for the next year and what I imagine is another big year of sales.
That's right, yeah. So we're looking at our bread and butter models. So they're the ones that sell well for us. So they're not a high risk of, you know, ordering a heap of tractors. And at the moment, tractors, we're ordered quite a few tractors, but they've got names on those already. So it's a selling feature of saying a tractor's going to be due here in August. And it's easy work for our sales guys at the moment because the customer's got no choice. He can't muck around because that could be going anywhere around Australia. If we knew New South Wales, or if the farmer knew New South Wales was going badly, or the Gippsland area or Queensland, the customers would then know, oh, it won't be, no one else is going to buy that tractor. I'll sit on it for a couple of days, see me accountant. But at the moment, you've got to jump or jump off, you know.
So there's just a lot less haggling happening on the shop floor. Farmers are pretty happy to just take what they can get at the price that you're offering.
That's right. The deals aren't there because you can be a bit, you look after your customers, but the haggling isn't there. The sales or the big sales aren't there because there's not iron out there to be sold. So at the moment, if a customer wants a tractor, he's happy to try. I think if he trusts your dealer and trusts your sales reps, that's a good start. So if you go in up front with a pretty good price, and then they'll just say, yes, I'd need that tractor, and yep, you better put a foot on it because I don't want to miss out.
You talked earlier about the willingness of customers to just close the deal quite quickly because of these supply shortages. Are we expecting we might see a bit of an increase in the price of machinery in the year ahead?
I don't think there'll be an increase in price because we're short. I think there'll be an increase. Steel's certainly gone up. So we've seen now quite a few notes are coming through from a lot of machinery manufacturers that the steel's certainly gone up. So there could be between 1% to 3% to 5% rises, but that's not because they're short, it's because of the steel's going up. Of course, they can afford to put it up and maybe put it up 4%, not 2%, because there's a shortage as well, but certainly steel's gone up. Shortage of tractor tyres and rubber, that's another big one, so, and just componentry shortages at the moment as well.
And that just feeds into the juggling act you have to do every day on the shop floor, managing those delivery times, the prices of commodity making the machines, the good conditions fueling greater demand in Tasmania.
That's right, yeah. So it's so while it's not just tractor sales are up, every sale in the agricultural business is up. So it's not just one item, it's every item across the board.
Are there particular product categories that are doing quite well?
Last year, it was a bumper hay season. So there was a lot of customers probably missed out on mowers, rakes and tedders, things like that. So we've taken a lot of pre-season orders. That'll be a bit of a lull now because we'll all probably want to wait to see how the grass season is. At the season at the moment with our rains and our mild winter we've got, I think we could be in for another really good hay season, but you just never know. That's probably quite strong. Slash is another one. Every man his dog wants a slasher. Grass has grown this year. And of course the tractors and potatoes, beef, dairy, even in your vineyards have all had good seasons this year.
And I guess that's part of your challenge, you know, now that you're ordering for the year ahead, you need to sort of think about, right, what's going to be in high demand this season, because you can't just order things at a whim.
Yeah, we've just looked at our bread and butter items. So, that, you know, if there's 30 different tractor models, we'll look at what worked well for us last year. We'll look at the trend of is the changing market from 120 to 130 horsepower. So we've got to take that in the equation. We'll look at our bread and butter of what we sold last year in balers and models and mowers, rakes, tedders in sizes. We are getting bigger every year. We're going up half a metre every year. So we've certainly got to look at that and rub the crystal ball and see what it does for us.
Gaffney's Machinery Group sales manager Wayne Elphinston chatting there to Lachlan Bennett about the big demand for tractors in Tasmania. Well, figures released by the Tractor and Machinery Association of Australia reveal tractor sales have increased not just in Tasmania, but across the country. Sales in the past financial year were up 18% in Victoria, 34% in Western Australia, and a whopping 57% in New South Wales. But can these big figures continue? And will a supply squeeze lead to price rises? Lachlan Bennett caught up with Executive Director of the Tractor and Machinery Association of Australia, Gary Northover, to make sense of the sector.
We're saying that it's probably the biggest year of tractor sales since the early 1980s. We sold in excess of 15,800 tractors for the year, which is up about 30% on the previous year, and really caught us all by surprise, to be honest. The strength of the market just continued month after month, and it's still pretty strong today.
And I imagine for manufacturers and dealers, it's great to have such high demand, but what does that mean for them at the coalface, actually trying to get these machines out and ready?
It's been an outstanding job to deliver this many machines to the marketplace in a time when, you know, we were dealing with the COVID restrictions and various other rolling lockdowns and the like, and not to mention challenges with shipping delays and parts availability. So a fantastic effort to get this job done. Those issues I mentioned about shipping and the like just haven't gone away. They're probably being exacerbated, if anything. So I think they've been doing it pretty tough out there.
And is there any end in sight in terms of either that rising demand or those challenges the industry is dealing with?
Well, in terms of demand, we clearly in new territory here, so I'm not exactly sure what happens next, but the environmental conditions are very strong. Weather's been great. There's expectation that we'll have another great cropping season this year. The government have continued with the temporary full expensing program, which will provide tax incentives for purchases of equipment. So that demand side is very strong. We do feel, though, that there's got to be a level of saturation at some point when people have bought the most number of new tractors they could afford to buy, and we'll probably sit it out a bit. So we're not expecting it to go up any further. If it sort of stayed around the level of that, that would still be a very, very great year.
I imagine it's quite difficult to try and determine when that saturation point is, particularly because of the long lead times associated with agricultural machinery.
Yes, I think you know, many buyers would have purchase plans, and some of the anecdotal comment we've been receiving has been things like, you know, buyers may have had a must-have list and then a like-to-have list and maybe a bit of a dream list. Well, the must-have list got exhausted and then people had moved into the like-to-have list, so perhaps bringing forward some of the purchasing they might have otherwise expected to be doing, and whether there's any more left in the tank remains to be seen, I guess.
And what about on the supply side of things? Given there's a certain capacity to build these machines, are we likely to see some price rises in the future?
Look, I'd have to say that that's the case, and that's been the experience elsewhere in the world. We're getting reports coming out of our people from Europe that you know, price rises in the order of 8 to 11% have been experienced off the back of increases in the cost of steel and electrical componentry and shipping charges. I think people have been absorbing the increased cost of shipping to date, but that's starting to reflect as well. So, yes, I think there will be some modest increases. I think the market's generally done pretty well to contain those, but right now, if you ordered a tractor from some of our sort of European-based suppliers, you could be looking at 8 to 12 months before you see it. So that all sort of gets thrown into the mix as well.
Are you expecting similar rises next year or just staying at the same level?
In machine sales, look, it's hard to say. We never like to predict that it might go backwards, and we certainly would be hard-pressed to predict it going forward. So, you know, if it tapered a little bit, that probably would still be, you know, very, very strong. We don't see it falling off the cliff, but certainly expected maybe just to come back a little bit.
Now, in the group of statistics that the Tractor and Machinery Association released last week, you broke down some of the different categories, and one of the statistics that caught my attention was a 57% increase in machines over 200 horsepower. Does that indicate a change or a shift in behaviour of what sort of machines farmers are after?
It surprised a little bit because earlier in the year that was the one category that was lagging, and we suspect that the government's instant asset write-off program was more appealing to the smaller end of the market. So our assessment of the power behind the 200 plus range is probably more to do with the health of the market generally. So this tends to go into large grain producing operations and the like, and an expectation that New South Wales has certainly come back in a big way. Western Australia has been okay, but it's really bouncing now. So if you put those two markets together, that's where we think most of those tractors are going now to support the conditions that we're seeing on the ground.
And what are you hearing from members at the moment?
Members haven't got time to talk, frankly. We're getting together next week for our annual conference, so we'll get a chance to sort of take the pulse, so to speak, of what's happening around the country. But yes, as I say, very, very busy 2020. 2021 has been characterised by the challenges with supply now going forward, and that just uncertainty as to whether this strong run can continue. The things that are occupying people's minds at the moment.
Executive Director of the Tractor and Machinery Association, Gary Northover, chatting to Lachlan Bennett about the huge increase in tractor sales last financial year.